There's a show in town, it's going down. Every week we're back on solid ground. Steel toes slipping, but we're gripping. Got the tea to spill, it's always flipping. From April's scrim to Aaron's glee. Oh, this drama's just a spree. Polydrama, legal trauma. Another win, oh, that's the karma. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble now. This little piggy's begging for dollars. And this little piggy's breaking down. Wow! Every week, Boy Cabin Slow. Tune in for this little piggy show. Revenge porn to felony. It's a circus, can't you see? The toe is bent, the goal is spent. His empire crumbles, all hell sent. April's playlist on repeat. Aaron's lies we can't defeat. The countdown's on, it won't take long to see this piggy squeal his song. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble now. This little piggy's begging for dollars. And this little piggy's breaking down. Wow! Every week, Blue and Cabot Slow. Tune in for this little piggy show. Little piggy ain't missing a thing. Just sit back, laugh, and watch the king.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to This Little Piggy. My name is Patrick Melton, and I am, I guess, an enemy of the steel toe morning show man named Aaron. What is his name? Jesus Christ. I don't want to do this today. Moody's here from New Zealand.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready. Put me in.
I'm actually not allowed to coach. I'm actually prohibited from coaching at this very moment. And then also, I feel outnumbered also from the Southern Hemisphere. Put your hands together for Aussie guy, is it? Dean. We'll just call him Dean.
Hello,
Good morning. Prefer the term Antipodes. Thank you very much.
Have you thought about just dropping the United States of Australia and the Aussie guy thing and just going with the Dean Hour? The Dean Hour.
It's not a terrible thought. People do prefer to call me Dean these days. Thanks, Susie.
Anyway, thank you for being here today. Carl couldn't be here, so we are planning on having a great show. And hit the like button. We do have a goal today. I will be keeping track of it. I got a whole new pen and paper down. Feel free to give some memberships, just like AFK Swede here. And also, we will be keeping track of your super tips.
Now, if someone gives you one membership, does that count as one membership, or is it like 0.7?
We take 0.3 of that.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we were sniping Chad before this. He's getting very upset, so we got some super tips from that. Patrick, you're beautiful. Don't listen to the Z-Man. Yeah, the Z-Man tries to make me feel ugly sometimes, I think.
The only boxing I'll be doing is at the St. Cloud Amazon warehouse.
It could be true. KB, don't you feel cringe watching your boyfriend? I think that's about Chad talking to Lady KB. Good, again, could be talking to regular KB. I think they're both their boyfriend. Patrick, sir, what happened in the comedy condo? Chad got drunk and smashed walls and toilets.
And you watched Crowder on the couch.
And I vape. And I think, yay, homophobic slurs. Who said that? Coach Connor, Pat, I sent you a little something to congratulate you and the missus on tying the knot. Sorry I'm late, but we're happy for you all. I hope you both enjoy the gift. I assume that's going to be in the P.O. box or something. I'm terrified. But I'll look forward to it. $20 from Brad Sabbath. Chad eats boogers and wets the bed. All right, so we have all the Chad hate out of the way. I'm sure we'll meander back to some Chad talk later in the show.
I don't like how this little piggy is transitioning into a Chad show, because when that happens, I'm out.
Why? You don't like Chad?
Chad's not as interesting.
You're out of your mind. He's getting interesting. You're right. Chad's not got anything going on. He couldn't have I would say he couldn't have a legal issue with a woman if he tried, but he did break into an ex-girlfriend's house. Right. He does have some stalking charges.
Yeah, but he's just got so many, whereas Aaron's is like, this is the first time he's ruining his life, you know? Yeah.
It isn't. He's on his third marriage. What are you talking about?
Yes, but he's on his first felony.
He's not.
It's the first time he's facing a felony.
Isn't a violation of the HRO a felony?
No, it's a misdemeanor. No.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Baby's first felony. It's a Fisher Price. seething set. Waver, can we just call him Dino? Hi, Pat. Hi, Moody. We just call him Dino.
That's what Australians do. Dino. Yeah.
Yeah, ah, Dino. Get to the Sevo. Get ourselves a Bevo. Bevy? I don't know how it works. Anyway, for those who don't know, last week, Moody's been obsessed with this. Moody found out that basically Aaron, in his hubris to stick it to everyone and prove that he was a coach, ran out and got his what essentially is a insurance policy slash background check slash membership into an organization which credentials you to coach. Now, you can get that. We could all go get that today, correct? We could all go fill out a form for $90 or whatever and be issued our non-athlete coach holder license from USA Boxing and Safe Sport same way?
There's two different types of memberships. There's athlete memberships, which anyone can sign up to, and there's no background check in that. And then there's like different levels within that. So I think you'd not be able to be an athlete. You would be like they call it masters. Like there's different levels depending
that makes
on
sense.
Your age.
Yeah, that, right. They take one look at me and they're like, "We're gonna kick this guy up a tier."
And then there's the other one, which is if you're coaching or training or in any sort of position of power over athletes, then there's another membership that you need to take. That one requires
a non-athlete. This is what he refers to as a non-athlete coach holder.
Non-athlete coach holder. These are people like coaches, physicians, so people helping like athletes stretching and stuff. And
to be clear, we're tormenting him and taunting him because he calls it a non-athlete coach holder membership. Yeah. There's nothing in the membership that says coach. It's literally for staff.
Well, it's called a non-athlete membership. And
but this could be for the woman who gives you the badges at the event. This is for janitors. This is for coaches. This is for people who like mop up. This is for it's cornering.
It's coaches, officials, and physicians. Those are the three subcategories within the non-athletes.
Got it. Yeah. So nothing in there that says coach. But essentially, we could all go apply for that and get it the same way Aaron did.
Yes, absolutely. So you would just need to pay money and pass a background check.
So when Scott, the guy who runs the St. Cloud Fight Club, which is a gay name, when Scott said Aaron's never coached, Aaron's never been asked to be a coach, Aaron got so upset by that. He's like, really? I'm not a coach. He ran out, applied for this $90 piece of paper, got issued it. But what that did is trigger a background check. You've told us this last week.
Correct.
And that background check takes about 10 days to come to fruition. It's been about 10 business days, 14.
It's roughly
today,
10, yeah.
Today is 2 weeks ago from the coaching debacle, right? So, like, the background check came through Wednesday, and they've suspended Aaron M. Holt's permission and eligibility to fight.
So Aaron needed a license before he scooped up my cum from April's tits. It dribbled to his neck because of his lack of chin, a.k.a. cum gutters.
A Aaron le encanta comer semen. Es un homosexual que no puede enfrentarse a la verdad. Necesita eliminarse a sí mismo. Y nosotros necesitamos orinar y cagar por toda su tumba. También necesitamos hacer.
I don't even want to know.
I know enough Spanish to understand about half of that.
I just tune it out and look away. I can't be held responsible for anything you guys say in Spanish.
Right. So, yeah, he's where was I?
Basically his background check has come home to roost. They found out that he had restraining orders from women. He violated the restraining orders from the women. So, and now he has this pending felony and misdemeanor charge for revenge porn.
So, yeah. So the background check is to be a coach, to be a coach, right?
Licensed coach holder.
But the non-athlete licensed coach holder.
Yeah.
But
Put some respect on it.
Sorry. But if you don't pass the background check, and you're not eligible to be a coach because you failed the background check, you're not allowed to be part of USA Boxing anymore.
Right.
So and it jeopardizes your athlete membership as well.
Here's the issue. This morning he comes on live and he says that it's made a lot of trouble for Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And that he's been talking to Scott about that. From what I understand, that in and of itself could get Scott in trouble.
Yes.
Scott is not allowed. From this point on, people need to understand this. From what I understand, and I've been at a lot of DMs, Aaron is not allowed to talk to another member of USA Boxing. He cannot discuss this ongoing issue, and he cannot, like, go compete or train or coach or consort.
You're partially correct. So he's not allowed to compete at the moment. He's suspended from there. He is also not allowed to coach people at the moment. But his temporary suspension doesn't have a no contact order put on it. However, if it's not a temporary suspension and they find that he's ineligible to be part of USA Boxing, like once they make up their minds, at that point, if he's excluded from USA Boxing, he would be under no contact with any athletes from USA Boxing. So he wouldn't be able to go down to his gym and do anything there anymore.
But right now, he's not supposed to have contact with members, correct?
No, I don't think there's any no contact with members. He just can't be put in a position of authority or anything over them at the moment. But he can have contact with them.
Can't coach.
He can't compete and he can't coach, correct.
But he never coached anyway.
Well, they did call him Coach Aaron over there. Like, there's some live streams.
Those
with
kids calling him Coach Aaron and him being a coach officially. Again, when you ask the guy who runs the gym, is Aaron a coach? And he goes, he's not a coach and he's never been a coach and he's never been asked to be a coach.
Right.
Well, that's like that situation. It becomes very clear that Scott was making it clear in that email because he needs to cover his own ass. And back when Aaron said him and Scott were laughing about it, I think Scott said to him, you've put us in a really bad position here. You need to shut the fuck up. And of course, Aaron can't shut the fuck up. And he set himself up for all of it, which is amazing.
Right. I mean, look, there's a retarded cross-eyed guy that Tukey makes fun of named Captain Alex.
Right.
Is he a captain? Is he, you know what I'm saying? Like, the kids call him coach.
Right.
That doesn't mean it's like, you know, every Indian guy I know calls every other Indian guy they know their cousin. Are they cousins?
To me, it feels like if you've watched The Bear, like in that everyone in the kitchen calls each other chef. Even the dishwashers are called chef. Yes, chef, no chef. Everything in the back.
First of all, that's not true. Nobody calls the dishwashers chef.
Yeah, it's like I'm behind you, chef. Yes, chef. Who? They all say chef. They all
the dishwasher says yes, chef.
The dishwasher, when the guy says, the waiter.
No one
the waiter,
calls the dishwasher a chef. I'm going to need to see a clip.
Chef. The waiters get called chef.
Play the clip.
The waiters get called chef. The
waiters get called chef.
The waiters get called chef.
The hostess gets called chef. The valet parking people. Bring my Mercedes around. Yes, chef.
They all call themselves chef. They're all called chef. That's what it feels like to me.
No, I feel like everybody. I feel like people call you the bear.
All right.
Hold on, Dula the Butcher. That's a bad name. FKA Kiefer Studdlin, you got to stop changing your name every day, and you got to get rid of Kiefer Studdlin. You want to be known as this persistent guy, Kiefer Studdlin, but you keep changing the first part of your name. We're not going to put up with it anymore. You're Kiefer Studdlin. Hi, Melty. Who's the dude at the Lou the God filter? That's Dean.
Hurtful.
Pest says, happy birthday, Moody. Is it your birthday?
No.
I was like, I feel like are we going to have to get you filament or something? I feel like we just got you a 3D printer.
Right, yeah. No, it's not my birthday.
It's insane. Happy birthday, Moody. Happy New Year. Aaron got mad at me this Sunday, says Coach Tim Bullinger. The members only show, he said he was going to have a couple more short member shows through the week, and he hasn't done shit. Yeah, wasn't he going to do one Thursday? Didn't he say on Sunday we're doing a member show on Thursdays and
Sundays
now?
Extra one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to that? He lost his license to do a members show temporarily.
Oh, hey, Dean. It is Dean, right? Dean, the dancing machine. Oh, boy, Dean, I'll tell you. Just Deaning it up, huh? Nice Dean. Classic, real fucking nice.
Classic Dean. All right, can we watch Aaron's? So Aaron found out about this Wednesday, we think. So he knew about this possibly Wednesday night. Maybe not. But he definitely knew about it Thursday morning and didn't say a word.
Yeah, it was on the 29th that this was filed. So assume that it was at midnight 29th, right? So
okay.
Maybe the next day, the evening show, he would have known by then.
There's no way they're going to file it and put the paperwork like on the website and stuff without notifying him, right? Right. He would definitely would have gotten an email about this. So he knew too. He knew about it Thursday morning when he started the, like, I'm getting sick.
Yeah.
I can't go to the gym tonight. I feel a little under the weather. I might not go show my face at the gym tonight. Might not be the best thing for Coach Aaron.
I can't go to the gym. Also, the other guy isn't, we haven't heard from the other guy's side yet. The fight isn't 100% confirmed.
Last week, Aaron found out who he was fighting and he was really confident and was like, oh, I know this guy, sparred with him. This should be easy, light work, yada, yada, yada. Cut to this week. They haven't found me an opponent. It looks like I might not be fighting. People have taken pictures of the board showing the lineup for this coming fight on the 22nd. Aaron is now not listed at all.
Not on there.
And we know this is because his license, he's not eligible to fight. So, like, they're not putting it up.
Yeah.
So he was obviously thinking that he could sneak through this. The fight would be canceled. He sneaks through without anybody knowing about it. Is that what he's thinking?
Absolutely. He wanted to make it to the weekend. I think he just wanted to make it to the weekend without anybody finding out so that he could have him and Slam Piece could sit down over, some slices of oregano and really strategize and come up with a game plan for dealing with this on Monday. I really think he wanted this to not come out until Monday and he get to lay low. And also, like, when he does, because when he has these Sundays member shows, the member shows are like kind of like he gets to float ideas and test Monday's show because he really does say the same shit on Sunday's show and Monday's show. So he would get to like do his little fake, my boxing thing about that. Let me tell you what really happened with that. And by the way, his excuse is great. You're going to love it. Coach Aaron's cummy lips initiating his own suspension means we fear him.
It is wild that that this was all by his own hand. He got the felony. He sent that picture to Gino. Mm-hmm. He's not accepting a plea bargain. He's the one who signed up for the background check. It's all cell phones.
He's that guy on the podcast who had a gun in his pocket and just shoots himself.
Yes, Moody. Yes, everyone's a chef. Look under your chairs, everyone. You get a chef, you get a chef, and you get a chef.
Yes, everyone's a chef, Moody. Everyone's a chef.
Yes, chef, right away, chef. Thank you, chef. Hey, how come you aren't calling me chef? Chef?
Moody, we develop self-driving vehicles. I'm a software engineer, and so are you.
Okay, got it, chef.
Share my screen. I need you to share my screen right now, Patrick.
Look. This is going to be really confusing next week when we get to Atlantic City and Chef is actually there and a lot of the new listeners don't know Chef.
What is this group of people constantly calling each other Chef and Coach? You've got to choose.
Oh, hold on. If you've got a Reddit article, then I guess we've been put in our place.
The question is, why do they call everyone chef in season 2, episode 7 of The Bear? Did I not say it was about the bear? I said in
and
The
we're
Bear.
We're on season 3 now.
I said they do this in The Bear. I didn't say this happens in real life.
I don't care. I don't care.
Let's spend justification. More time on this,
Moody. I played a clip.
Yeah, no, you didn't. You just showed a Reddit. We don't even know what that said. You didn't read anything.
You probably posted it yourself.
Probably, yeah, right. You have so many alt accounts, and like we've seen.
Right,
like,
right.
Yeah. Duel of the Butcher, the blind Mike puppet is wrong about the chef thing. The blind Mike puppet. Oh God. Right. Oh God. Aaron has basically been doing been going on his show saying Scott's emails were all lies. Does Scott know this? Even if it's true, do they laugh and laugh and laugh? Scott can't be happy, he tells the world. Oh, Scott and I this weekend rolled around laughing at how fat Melton is.
So yeah, the thing with Scott, Scott's gotten Archie, sorry, talk about my dog.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah. So Scott's put Aaron in a position of authority over the kids there, right? Not kids, but like the athletes there.
Right, a mentor.
Technically, he should have put him through the USA the boxing sport, non-athlete, right. Safe sport, et cetera, Mother of Dragons.
But he essentially, Aaron's like an old guy or like a mom that comes to like watch his son work. And they're like, well, while you're here, you can give him some pointers. Or if you want to put on pads and let him hit you, like, go ahead.
He was in that like 50-50, like, is this a helper or is this like a person I'm employing? But maybe once he started giving him money, it sort of got into a gray area where he should have.
Maybe Aaron is supposed to be organizing papers and mopping. Maybe Aaron is supposed to be wiping down equipment and putting away towels and stuff like that. Maybe that is his job. And then when Scott or one of the other older coaches leaves the room, the broom goes against the wall and Coach Aaron comes out like, let me actually show you what you're doing wrong there, fella. And he climbs in the ring and then Scott comes back in and he's like, oh, the broom boss, let me get over to the, you know what I mean? I bet there's some of that going on. Like,
or do you think it's a thing of like the people who be like, oh, do I have to work with him? And Scott's like, yeah, look, it makes him feel better. It makes him feel like a coach. Just go along with it.
Yeah. You're actually the coach. He's like a retarded guy. We keep around to like make think.
There was that list of fighters that they released maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. And there was maybe one other person.
There was one guy older, 38.
Yeah. But there's one guy that was of a similar weight to Aaron. So, I mean, to train that guy, if that guy's your actual fighter, then you need someone of a roughly the same weight in order to be able to take those punches or spar with him. And so Aaron would be useful for that.
Some of those kids are literally half his age. Some of those kids are 15, 16, 17, 18. We saw on that list. Their weights are 140, 150, 160. Like, and then Aaron's like coming in at 235, 37 years old. They're like the class down the hall for the seniors doing the swim circles. like every photo we see of him with these kids is like, it's like the dad going back to school. It's like, okay, Billy Madison's here, everybody, but he's not cool and he's not going to fuck Miss Vaughn. No? Okay, I'll just kill myself.
Yeah. We're too young.
Silence Duguid. Aaron will take a kernel of truth and exaggerate it to make the person sound insane. The more we watch, the more we can see his formula for lying. They say I beat my kids. No one said that. We've actually never heard this lie ever. I guess we got to play the clip.
Yeah, let's do that.
I guess the best way to do it would be to show you Aaron's reaction to this. Let me put this full screen. See if I can do it. We're going to share the entire screen. Oh boy, it sounds like Aaron tried to do this. All right, this is Aaron's reaction this morning. Again, we think he found this out Wednesday, maybe Thursday, but he's been trying to not have it come out. And this morning he couldn't get away from it, so he had to address it. This is how he chose to address it. Dun 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 dun. Can you hear that?
Yep.
Yes. All right.
Guys, it's the cornerstone of any good day. Never forget.
If I would stop coughing for 5 seconds, we could get this thing started. Good morning, everybody. And welcome to the Steel Toe Morning Show. I don't want to tell the people.
By the way, we think he's dying his hair. We've decided. We looked back. I looked back last night on an earlier show, and he had salt and pepper throughout here. and it is gone. And it's hard to say, but it does look like it's just like a dark jet black. Mm-hmm. So is there a possibility that he's not only unwilling to let go of his hair, he's not going to let it gray? I mean, is this really where we're at? He's coloring 9 strands of hair on his head.
It's going to look like Ed from 90 Day Fiancé at a certain
point. Yeah, I mean, go back and pick any show and go through it, and you'll see that like this here is like brown in contrast with his headphones being black, and then you'll see like silver. You'll see peppered throughout here, and it's just gone.
My opponent is real and lives in Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada.
Oh, no.
You get my opponent goes to another school.
Yes.
Right. But when you dye your hair, your scalp gets dyed too, and that's not showing up here.
Well, maybe this only is like if you do it really only poorly or you don't get it done professionally or something. I mean, look, Donkey Lips does that, and you can see like a clear dyed widow's peak because Donkey Lips doesn't know what he's doing. So I can see him getting this done by SP and right. and doing it right and doing a good job at it, you know, like.
Well, I was going to ask, is it maybe the product he puts in his hair? Because that Members Only show, mm-hmm. it was all fluffy in that, and it definitely looked like a lighter brown on that one.
Yeah, and is it a coincidence that weeks ago the MyPillow guy got new dark hair?
Right.
You know? So it's going around. It's going around the house.
Yeah. The leftovers from the pack that SP got him.
Excuse me. I don't want to tell the people that said that the influenza strain that lasts like a week that a bunch of people have been talking about, I don't want to say those people are right, but I think they might be right.
This also is another thing, which is, I'm sick. I'm too sick to train. Mm-hmm. So I had to pull out from the fight anyway. So this actually didn't affect me at all because I was going to pull out from the fight due to my sickness.
It's literally him not going to the gym on Thursday night because he was trying to save face. Like mm-hmm. it would have been, it just broke that he's suspended and it would have been the topic around there.
It's, I think they might be right. I surrender on that one. It might be that. They said it lasts a week, though, so I should be good by, like, Monday night.
His show is a vlog. Like, it really... I was noticing this. We watched we scrolled through a full show on last night's show, but his whole show is like, you know who I really like? I like this Jason Whitlock guy. You know who's growing on me? Piers Morgan. And then he'll show us a Piers Morgan clip, and it's like, there were 4 times last night he was telling us like new news guys he was getting into. And it's like, yeah, this is just a guy with nobody to talk to telling us like a new flavor of Jolly Rancher he discovered. And like, did you know that like you could put salt and pepper on eggs? Like it just mm-hmm. like really weird stuff. And now he's telling us about a sickness and he should be okay. We shouldn't worry. And it's like, we weren't.
Yeah, no, carry on.
I suppose. Welcome to the program. It's Steel Toe.
We know.
We've got Rumble Friday, Rumble Link Friday. Oh, boy.
Okay, I pointed this out. Every day within the first minute of his show, he will say, oh, boy. Every show. And then at the end of the show, he does it again where he's like, oh, man. Oh, boy. He's like, he don't want to do his show. I don't care what the fuck he says. This is a chore.
2 weeks ago, remember, he started off the show saying, I'm giddy. I've never been this excited to do a show before. Mm-hmm. That's when the Scott emails came out.
Right.
2 weeks later, this right. is. This
Keep
is
that energy.
Right.
We've got to... We got to get to this Bryce Mitchell thing. We've got
who
got your links. I have a really funny one for you today.
Okay.
Should we start with this?
So last night when I did the show, when we broke all this, the thumbnail wasn't like, and the title wasn't like teasing Aaron being suspended. But after the show ended, I updated the thumbnail and the title and the description. And that was about 33 minutes before his show started. I really rushed to get it done so that he would be made aware. You know, he checked. So, like, mm-hmm. I wanted him to be aware that it was breaking that he was suspended from boxing. So he has to address it this morning. He has to.
Well, Twitter was full of people as well.
Yeah.
Just right. talking about it.
Yeah, but people don't check Twitter. People watch The Onion. So if The Onion gets it, he has to address it.
The news of the suspension broke, I think, just under 2 hours before your show. So it's all,
right, right.
It's all pretty fresh.
Yeah.
This is going to be tough because this is going to break some haters' hearts.
So this is, he does this all the time now. I have an L to announce, and this is really going to hurt my enemies. It's like, okay.
He's always posing as if like he's just come up to you and your friends at a bar, and he's like, oh, you won't believe the week I've had. Let me tell you a story. Sit on down, kids.
Yeah, sorry to wreck your night, but here we go.
Because I found out yesterday they put their all into something. And
I don't know what I'm telling you, and people will never believe me. I couldn't care less about this. Moody tried to get me to care about this 2 weeks ago, and I'm kind of so brushed excited. I kind of brushed you off. It wasn't a priority of mine, and I kind of said, like, you're getting a little obsessed. Like, if it happens, it happens, whatever. Well, it did happen. You were right, and now it will be a thing, and we'll cover it. But at the time, like, and it wasn't because I didn't think it was important or didn't care, but my plate was just too full, and I kind of backburnered this, and I didn't make a big deal of it all. I think we discussed it very briefly on my show. You made a point to make it a segment on This Little Piggy last week, right, as you should have, and it turns out to be a great move with what happened this week.
I think,
but I was not involved, and I did not give it my all. I was not a part of this at all. Can you confirm that, Moody? I didn't give a fuck about this.
I think the only thing that it impacted on you was you and Rocco were going to book tickets to go to the fight. And
right.
I told you,
right,
don't do that.
Right.
Like, don't do that.
Well, we weren't going to do it way ahead anyway. But like,
sure, but wait, a little bit.
But was I involved in this? Like, yes, we got a contact. The only thing I said in the very beginning was when he accused me of sending the emails to Scott. Remember, because he said my email address was on those emails. He's like, these came from Patrick and nobody likes onions.com. Then we proved that wasn't true. And then he always wants to say it's me. And I said, you idiot. If I was trying to get your USA Boxing canceled, I'd email USA Boxing. I wouldn't email. But to be clear, I've emailed nobody. And I certainly haven't put my all into this. I don't care. I haven't tried to do anything to this man. I don't have to.
But also the 6 hour show you would do on his fight when you get the footage of his fight. You know what I mean? I think it's best for all of us if he gets back in the ring. That's all.
Yes.
It's funny either way. Like, whatever outcome, this is the thing with the steel toe. Like, he keeps thinking everyone's praying for his downfall and wants him to end. It's good no matter what happens. Like,
that was my opinion on this boxing thing. It's like, well, if it happens, it happens. But for him to, like, in his brain, he's like, dude, they worked so hard and put their all into this. It's like, I don't even know about it. I don't know anything about this, nor care.
There were a few people on the subreddit really digging into it, and I guess it would have spiraled off from there. But
right, but that's Friday, why I don't have to do it. That's why I'm not spending my nights at home crafting emails. It's so insane that he actually, I think he believes that.
I love getting into details and things. Like, I read technical standards and enjoy that. So if there's like rules or processes put about something, I'll read that and want to learn about it just to see what happens next. And it's not looking good for Aaron that we're at this point.
Well, everything we've said is a lie. Wait till you find out what this is really about.
Right, okay.
And I've been using the Thanos line, all that for a drop of blood.
Cool.
So yesterday I get a call from a couple of people that I know.
Yesterday you got a call from a couple of people they know. I don't believe this is the kind of thing they called him about. I think he got an email. I think he got an automated form email. This is the kind of thing, and the reason I say that, because this is the kind of thing that particularly members, organizations have to be very careful about when they send out suspensions, any kind of disqualifications, because they open themselves up to lawsuits. Like, so these organizations do have to be careful. I doubt a bunch of people got on the phone and called Aaron Emholt. They were like, we got to talk to you about your status, buddy. I don't think that happened.
Sorry, go ahead, Dean.
Just with Aaron, everything's got to be a phone call because it's not verifiable. You know,
yeah, then there's no record. Right.
He can't. Yeah.
This is the world that Aaron comes from. It's small town Minnesota. He's never left that area, really. So where he comes from, where his world comes from, yes, everything is done just by a phone call or visiting the guy at the bar and you sort this out. Organizations like USA Boxing and Safe Sport and all of those have like governance rules over top of them
with boards and like
processes and all of that stuff. And it's like everything is quite well documented. It's not you get on the phone and things get swept under the carpet. And
well, again, lawsuits would become.
Especially with Safe Sport, I think there was a year and a half ago, there was a big scandal there where they had to do a big shakeup so that they would start to investigate these matters a little bit more. So they are taking these things a lot more seriously.
Right, and it's liability on both sides, right? If they let somebody compete who's got a background record or who's shady in some way and somebody gets hurt on account of their neglect, they're liable. In the same way, if they accuse someone of being something that they're not, they have to be very careful when they disqualify someone or suspend someone because it can tarnish their reputation. So the fact that he's saying, like, I got all these calls yesterday. No. They document everything. This was done by email. I guarantee it wasn't personal emails. This is text that is created and crafted for these exact situations. They send you an appeal letter. They explain to you the process. They do this for everyone. It's a form letter. No one's calling Mr. Imholt and being like, hey, man, we heard you were beating your kids, or we heard you were beating your wife, or we heard about the polycule. No one called Aaron to discuss his case.
We'd like to invite you to Cameo. You're a great, you know, like when he got the Cameo invite, he's like, I was personally reached out to by Cameo. It's like, there's by a the way, in there that clicked Malmerge. That's what happened.
He never even set it up.
No.
He just wanted to brag that he'd been invited, and he goes, so look for that soon. And of course, nothing comes of it. And by the way, you shouldn't have set it up. You don't make money. Stop setting up new paths and funnels for you to make $7. Stop.
He's already got Cameo set up, which is you pay $1 on Rumble and he'll read whatever you have to say.
Yeah, I guess.
It's cheaper than anything on Cameo.
It's like when Chad was setting up iReply or whatever.
Right.
Dude, you can ask me a question for $20. It's like, yeah, or I can just do it for free in your chat.
With USA Boxing. And they say, we need you to fill out some paperwork.
So he is suspended for what? What's the reason for suspended? What does it say?
It's inappropriate conduct. Allegations of misconduct.
Right. Okay. So they called up and said, hey, man, you're missing some paperwork. Hey, we need you to come pick up some paper. We got it. Look, I really have to hear how he says this.
Of blood. So yesterday I get a call from a couple of people that I know.
Together? Was this a three-way call? Were they separate calls?
There's all these qualifiers to be like, yo, it's not that serious. It's just a phone call. Right. I got it from some people that I know. Like, it's softening the blow.
And in the softening of the blow, just like yesterday, in 45 seconds, I played a clip of him going from begging for money to saying, we hit the goal, we did it, and no money came in. But he took it from the store. So in the same vein as that, he not only does he tell you this is nothing, I'm going to make it go away with some paperwork, he says, I already took care of it. It's done. He by the end of this 10-minute clip, he's telling you it's taken care of and nice try, and this is all settled now. And by the way, it ain't.
USA Boxing. And they say, we need you to fill out some paperwork. I said, okay. They say, yeah. A bunch of people sent us emails. So there's this mass gay ops campaign by Patrick and his people.
So the paperwork he's talking about is an appeals form. They want him to appeal.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Right.
It would be damning. There would be a large number of supporters of mine who, if you could produce audio, video, screenshots, texts of me organizing a gay ops campaign. First of all, don't get it twisted. I think this is very funny. Keep up the work. You're driving Aaron crazy. I applaud it all. I'm not above it or against it. Carry on. But I am not involved in this in any way. I didn't encourage it. I didn't come up with it. Again, when it was brought to my attention by Moody 2 weeks ago, I didn't have time for it. I poo-pooed it. So like, to again, I don't imagine if I did stuff. I don't do anything, and these guys think I'm full-time attacking them. Chad, Aaron, I'm very lazy. I'm not doing any of that stuff.
Also, what's Aaron's definition of a bunch? Because I imagine there was one email, right, if any at all.
So listen, I mean, I don't even know where this came from. I've never heard the allegation that Aaron beats his kids. I've never even heard that brought up by anyone.
No one's thought it. No one's accused him of it. It's
we know you're afraid to touch your kids. We've seen you recoil at the thought of hugging them.
And they say, we need you to fill out some paperwork. I said, okay. They say, yeah. A bunch of people sent us emails. So there's this mass gay ops campaign by Patrick and his people. And they said, yeah, they've just been accusing you of wild shit, like beating your kids and shit like that.
Now, if this was true, I'm sorry to just keep pausing the same clip, but if this was true, I don't even know. Would they even tell him what they've been told? Would they call him and go, a bunch of people are saying you beat your kids? Or would they investigate it without telling him what they're investigating? It seems odd to me. Like, they wouldn't call Nick up and go, yeah, movie armed noodle man called up and said you're doing drugs and have a polycule going. We might be coming down there to check that out. Like,
this. If this world he's talking about is real, then anyone from any anonymous email can write an email that says this guy beats his kids.
And they get suspended from fighting.
They get suspended from boxing. Like that.
Mike Tyson fights dogs.
Right.
His fight's canceled with Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Assuming the email exists, like the kids thing, it's salt and pepper from Aaron. Like, I could see the email saying he beats women. I don't think it said he beats his kids.
I know there's a phrase that gets bandied about a lot by organizations and law enforcement. We don't comment on ongoing investigations. I've never heard we call and tell the defendant everything that's been alleged immediately before we investigate. I've never heard that one before, but maybe there's a chance.
The only child abuse like you can remotely accuse Aaron of is taking his kids to the Ricada house when he says that it's like a decrepit, terrible place, or not reporting that the Ricada kids are living in filth and squalor. Like that would be
allowing April to bring drugs into the house, allowing them to come over with drugs and be in his house. All the things he said he never did more than once, but he did do.
That'd be like if this was to be more real, it would be like he was giving his kids drugs. Like that would be adjacent to like the.
It'd be great if it came out that Kayla
situation.
It'd be great if it came out that Kayla and Nick were beating his kids when he wasn't looking.
Great? Would it be great?
Yes. They were just abusing the fuck out of him. Aaron didn't know, and now he's on the hook for it all.
That's not true.
Okay, this is a hypothetical. So no kids were actually hurt. I don't know why you got all morose.
Well, I'm hypothetically offended. Kids.
Just making sure. All right, let's hear this.
Dad, I'm like, okay. And like, that's the weirdest thing is I was like, I'm not surprised. That checks out for them. I mean, I sent them all the third world aristocrat link. Hold on. Here's the guy who's kind of ringleading the whole
thing. Okay, so this is insane. This is what happened here. Apparently, Aaron, they call Aaron. They say, we got some paperwork we need you to fill out. He's like, oh, okay. And he's like, and people have been emailing. A lot of people have been emailing saying you beat your kids. So we are going to have to temporarily suspend you. And then Aaron goes, what's your email? Let me send you a video that an anonymous YouTuber made of a guy you don't know, who's not involved in USA Boxing, Safe Sport at all, who didn't email you. But let me just send you this random guy making vague, out of context remarks about children.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we see now that there's a fat guy making jokes about children. You're reinstated. You clearly don't beat your kids. This is what we say about Chad and stuff all the time. Is like, Melton's fat. Melton has face aids. Melton's a loser. Melton's out of ideas. Melton's okay. Are you funny now? Is your show good now? Now what? Aaron, you can't keep doing this. He just did this yesterday with April, where he did this thing where he was like, oh, I didn't send out merch. You should see how much merch April didn't send out. And that was her job. She didn't send out merch. There was a whole list. She had like two shirts. She didn't do it for months. So give me a break about me not sending out merch. And it's like, yeah, he was speeding too, officer. This doesn't make any sense. To get reinstated for boxing.
Right.
To undo the allegations that he beats his children, which they've taken so seriously, they suspended him. He sends a video of a guy making pedo jokes.
Yeah.
And then they're supposed to go, we see now. This is nuts.
Well, he's also, he's so cool, calm, and collected in his telling of the story, too. Like, he's just been told he's been suspended. Oh, yeah, that checks out. That seems like something they'd do. Yeah, I was kind of expecting this. Like, no, you'd be freaking out, Aaron. We all know you.
He acts like it's my teacher or my mom or my grandma. Like, I sent him the third world aristocrat. First of all, I don't even know what that video is. I don't even know what it is. Again, I assume it's me scrolling through going, where are the kids? Taking out of context.
Yeah,
who cares? They're going to watch this and then they go, oh, Aaron's sane and doesn't beat his kid. What does this have to do with the allegations? What does this have to do with the court documents where your wife alleges you fucking physically assaulted her? What does this have to do with you violating a restraining order talking about fucking and killing your wife at the same time? What does this have to do with you sending revenge porn live on the air on your show? Yeah, but Melton made a joke. And what?
But it's all shitty people trying to get him, Patrick. You know, this is, he's the victim in all of this. It's just people trying to bring him down.
I've never seen this before. Like, you're allowed to rape a girl if she's a criminal? I mean, what world are we in? Like, Your Honor, she had several outstanding speeding tickets. She was asking for it. What are we doing?
All right, we've got to, let's go back into this world where everything Aaron says is true, right? So
yeah,
the 0-for-2 boxer, Mike Tyson has come back to fight against Aaron for one last time, you know, just the one last time.
Yep.
Before the fight, Aaron gets upset and so tells USA Boxing, hey, I think Mike Tyson beats his kids.
Right.
And then
Mike
Boxing,
Tyson has to forfeit.
they go to Mike Tyson and they're like, we're going to have to temporarily suspend you. There's been allegations like you've been beating your kids. Mm-hmm. Fill out these forms that we think they're from Aaron. And he goes, well, look, there's this pedophile on the internet. What? And here's a video of him.
It'd be like, you want, you,
and they're
you
like, get good evidence, sir.
You get pulled over for speeding. Like, need to catch a predator, officer. Look at this. Yeah, look at this. He came in for Kool-Aid and pussy.
He's trying to look at my kids. You see?
What a fucking idiot.
It's the get out of jail free card.
Well, you know, I think part of it is he's so concerned with optics, you know, looking like he's on the radio, looking like he's a coach. We've talked about how, like, the optics are more important than anything else, more important than the.
He's disappeared.
Oh, he's gone. I'm interested. Did USA Boxing have nothing to say about his revenge porn charge and his HRO violation? Like, did that not come up? It's just the email about kids.
Well, they wouldn't have known. I don't know if this is like part of the process of the background check. So maybe like when the background check comes back at the beginning, it's like these are allegations. We need to look into them further. Temporarily suspended because there's some. Like, there's some probable cause, like, there might be something that happens. Yeah. And then that from there, they go and investigate further. So it might be something like that. But it's absolutely wild for him to just randomly be sending videos of Patrick just saying, here's the guy that did it, when it's unlikely that his name's on anything that's being sent in.
I just find it hard to believe they're doing anything about an email. Like, this has got to do with the background check. Like, clearly, like, it's like,
right. It's 10 days on the dot from when he signed up for the background check, right? Like, it's 10 working days. But it's like, that's what that is. There's something else he said at the beginning of that clip was like, I wasn't surprised at all. I was expecting something like this to come through, which is like the opposite of what he was saying before. I think if you go back like 3 or 4 weeks, he was saying, let them try. Let them try to get my boxing license taken away from me. And no, we're here now.
But also part of the rules of that, right? He was supposed to disclose all of this to them, right? Yes. When he violated the HRO and when he got charged with revenge porn. And obviously that's why Scott forwarded that email to everybody. So everyone's aware. Like, I think nobody at that gym knew about Aaron's charges.
Yes. I think. So he's supposed to let them know. They're supposed to know every time that he, I think there's a list. I can't share my screen because Patrick's not here, but there's like a list of things that you need to inform them of. One of them is if you plead guilty to violating an HRO, that's on the list of things that they need to know about. And the other one is if you've got a felony charge that's against you at the moment, that's something that they need to know about as well. And you'd probably be stood down until you end up solving that. And at that point, they kick you out unless that felony gets, it's called like a disposition without conviction.
Yeah.
Hello. Welcome back.
Hello. Are you, it was still off, right? The whole stream is down?
No, stream is on.
Oh, yeah.
It's still going. Still
oh, yeah. I couldn't see it because my internet was down. Fuck me. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Welcome back.
All right. Sorry. What did I mean?
We're just saying that he said he was surprised. He wasn't surprised that this came through, but there's like video of him from 2 weeks ago going, try. You can't take my boxing membership away from me.
Well, literally, yeah. He was like, they emailed Scott and tried to take away my boxing membership. Nice try, fellas. Then it gets taken away, and you're like, they took away my boxing membership. Nice try, guys. It's like, well, hold on.
Yeah.
But also the challenging everyone to, you know, the 5-on-1 thing and saying, come to my gym and all of that. Like, I was thinking about today, it's almost like if my electrical license expired and then I went on the internet and said, I'm going to electrocute you. Like, they're going to investigate that and go, hang on, what are you doing? You can't have your license back.
Can you believe this guy trying to run 8-gauge wire for a 50-amp circuit?
Yeah, we don't talk in gauge. We talk in millimeters. So, yeah. I'd imagine.
You know what it is, though. You know what it is.
Yeah. It's insane. You can fly me out. I'll do it for you.
No, I'm good. We have electricians. We got some guys. In Trinidad, Dusty, Aaron said USA Boxing reached out to him for his appeal, and he just sent the paperwork. Doubtful. Yeah, we're catching up to
he said as part of the appeal, he's managed to get 7 different people.
Let's catch up with that. We're not to that yet. So, okay. Like, again, that's why I said we'll get to it. Does Dean know how to use a boomerang?
No.
No, they don't. I've never seen someone throw a boomerang the many times I've been out there. I don't think people know how to do it. It's not like a skill you're born with just because you're there.
For the Tesla fund.
Thank you for the Tesla fund donation.
2/3 of this show has been outsourced to foreign workers. I hope all your paperwork is up to date. Be a shame if someone got suspended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need our USA broadcasting licensing.
They said I beat my Moody.
Damn it, Melton. How dare you supposedly tell people to email USA Boxing about things that nobody ever said, all while buying a Tesla? You make me feel big sauce, man.
Mm-hmm.
All Zoe, you're a beer.
Thank you, David R. Fuller, for four months of membership. Wife, income, hobbies, dignity equals a drop of blood. Yeah, he's like insulting April. Oh, you took my wife? Nice try. I thought you were coming for something that matters. Oh, just my main hobbies? My reputation? Reels gifting 10. Nobody likes Tucker's membership. You guys can't even see the confetti right now. It's so cool. All right. I think we're good there. Thank you very much for your donations. Keep them coming. We're nowhere near the goal today. It's been very, very sad to watch you guys try, but I don't know. Maybe I'm going to have to get some voiceover work or.
All right. So we got up to the part where he sent them a video of something completely unrelated to the Chargers. Yep.
Weirdest thing is I was like, I'm not surprised. That checks out for them. I mean, I sent them all the third world aristocrat link. I'm like, here's.
You won't believe what your girlfriend did before she was with you. Here's some photos.
The guy who's kind of ringleading the whole thing. And I was like, that doesn't surprise me.
Hold on. They told you what was happening. You said, that doesn't surprise me. Then you sent them that. And then you said, that doesn't surprise me.
I thought they said, that doesn't surprise me.
Right. I thought they knew who Melton was. And they were.
Yeah, they all know. Everyone at Safe Sport knows.
I think he got caught in his lie and he didn't realize that they didn't say anything. And he had to say, and I said, that didn't surprise me again.
Third world aristocrat link. I'm like, here's the guy who's kind of ringleading the whole thing. And I was like, that doesn't surprise me. So they're like, well, here's what you need to do. You need to fill out this paperwork here. So
they said, luckily, here's what you need to do. Mm-hmm. We have a wrongly accused child beating form. We actually have that.
We have a process for that because it's a governance thing. Like they've.
Luckily, this happens all the time.
So we're assuming that the appeal forms are automatically sent with the email that says you're suspended?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah. And if not, they're easily – you can find them easily on the website. Moody's going to have one here for us to look at, I think.
Luckily, here's what you need to do. You need to fill out this paperwork here. So Safe Sport sent me a piece of paper to fill out.
The subject line of the email to me was, sometimes bad things happen to good people.
Right. Aaron, don't worry about this. Lucky for you, here's a form.
USA Boxing sent me a piece of paper to fill out. And then they're like, well, I put those papers in.
So this gets real froggy. Mm-hmm. He, over the course of the next few minutes, he talks about, I got some papers to send in. They sent me papers to send in. I sent papers in. I've just got to send papers in. I'll be doing this from bed. I already did it from bed. This will be taken care of. This is taken care of. Ha ha ha. It's over. It's already been reinstated.
He's conjugating the infinitive of will say to send.
Right. And he's under some delusion that they're going to keep Congress in session for the weekend to have a special meeting about this. And they're going to Saturday afternoon or maybe Sunday morning, they're going to get together and put a stamp on this and release his suspension. He literally says, in 48 hours, this will be gone. Oh, yeah, Friday night. I'm sure they're all going to Friday night have an emergency. They'll order Chinese.
Well, how good is the U.S. Postal Service? They got paperwork to him this quickly.
Right. Well, no, they sent him the form in email.
Oh,
he can email them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Reinstate me. And then they look into the whole thing. And then the reinstatement becomes permanent. So,
first of all, reinstatement can't become permanent. You could rape tomorrow.
Jesus Christ.
So, I hate to be blunt about it, but, there's no, fuck, we permanently reinstated him, and he just keeps killing and robbing banks. I wish we could do something, but there's a permanent reinstatement. We can't go back on our words.
I think he meant for this particular issue, but point taken.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So I want to hear the process come out of his mouth again.
To fill out this paperwork here. So Safe Sport sent me a piece of paper to fill out. USA Boxing sent me a piece of paper to fill out. And then they're like, well, while. So I put those papers in. They reinstate me. And then they look into the whole thing. And then the reinstatement becomes permanent. So
wait.
So there's going to be.
They're going to reinstate him and then investigate? Is that what
it's like when you claim a credit card fraud. They put the money back in your account while they investigate it. And look, if they find against you, they'll come take it out again later. But they want to make it easy for Aaron. Aaron shouldn't have to spend one day suspended if this is all bullshit made up by Patrick the pedophile. So that's what they want to do. They want to he says that's what they do. They temporarily reinstate, investigate, and then they go, yeah, this is a permanent reinstatement. Is that Which how it is, goes?
That's crazy. Because, I mean, from their perspective, like, let's assume Aaron is innocent of all of this, right? Aaron's innocent of all... Whether he's innocent or guilty, right? Like, if they reinstate him, then if he's innocent, all good. But if he was guilty, then there's going to be further inquiries as to why did you temporarily reinstate this guy, even though he was guilty at the end, before you finished your investigation.
Well, yeah.
You'd want the investigation to finish.
Why would they? This seems like two extra steps. So you get these allegations. You've combed through the regulations. What do you think is causing this suspension? The revenge porn felony?
It feels like, yeah, the revenge porn felony.
The violation of the restraining order, possibly?
It's both of those. So both of those are called red light findings. One is a misdemeanor of, like, violating a restraining order, which he pled to and was guilty of. He's guilty of that. He should have reported that to USA Boxing. Like, he needs to let them know when that happens. He didn't do that, obviously. The other is if you're facing a felony charge, you need to inform them that you're facing a felony charge, and he's doing that at the moment. So he hasn't been reporting.
Well, he wasn't going to do that. He's doing it.
Right. He's not reporting.
Because he got caught.
Right. But now he's going to need to report those. But those are all what are called red light findings, which are you don't belong to this organization if you have these.
Let me just ask you this. Is it possible that one of these red light findings, one of these reasons that they've stomped on the brakes and put a suspension on him immediately, is it possible? Is there anything in those regulations that if we ever get an accusation or an allegation or if an email comes in and says you beat your kid, is there anything that could actually be the reason?
Yes. So anyone can also file like a complaint through the Safe Sport website, and they can allege whatever they want about any person in there.
Spousal abuse.
Right. So anyone can put any of that through. But
and what's the website for that?
I don't know. Some Safe Sport. It's on the Safe Sport website.
I'm kidding.
But the thing from that, it's not an automated process to go from an allegation to you're suspended now and you get that email. There are people and humans that are sitting in the way, so reading over it and
this is
seeing
what I'm
saying.
It's credible. It would seem like two extra steps to me. To allegation comes in unfounded, we shut you down, then you have to send in paperwork, then we unshut you down while we investigate, and then if it's we shut you down again. No, I would think that allegation comes in, they look into it, and then they shut you down if there's smoke to investigate the fire.
Yes, that they would shut you down when there's enough smoke to investigate.
Now, Moody, I don't know if you've looked at the form for signing up for your non-athlete thing.
Coach Holder.
Did the other day. Coach Holder, yeah. Is there somewhere in there, like a box you have to check, like where it's, are you currently under any felony charges? Or like, did he skip a step, which has caused him to be in more trouble?
Yeah. Do you have to disclose, are you a felon? Have you ever been arrested for a felony? Have you ever been charged with a felony? Are you currently felony free?
There's a background check. There's like a background check that happens.
Yeah, so they're not worried about you disclosing it. They're going to look. They're going to find
it. They'll figure it out. Yeah.
But in between background checks, you should be informing them of if your status changes.
Somebody in the chat makes a good point. Maybe under felonies, he just put two.
So part of the shell game that he's playing at the moment, so this is the... this is the database from the Safe Sport website. Can you share my screen? So here's where the temporary suspension is over here. Anyone can search for it. Comes up here. His sports official affiliation is USA Boxing, which is correct. But the adjudicating body is the US Center for Safe Sport. So it's not USA Boxing that's suspending him. It's the US Center for Safe Sport. It's a different independent body.
And it should be clarified, he's never had a safe sport certification. Remember when he, when Scott told him he needed to get this and he went to the website to do it, he was like, whoa, there's a lot of stuff. Man, that's crazy. So that's when we realized he's never done this. That's he's never been a coach. He's never. Right. So he did this just to stick it to us and prove he's a coach. And now it could be fucking up his, not only his coaching career could be over before it begins, his fighting career could be, I mean, it was over 2 years ago, but it could be over again.
Like, yes. There's a, so there's the background check. Do we want to dig into this PDF or keep watching?
Yeah, let's keep watching and see.
All right.
The full cope.
So it's like a mild pain in the ass, but like I was already sick.
What? What does it have to do with anything? Yeah, you got my USA boxing membership canceled. My fight's probably not going to happen, and I can't coach and go hang out at my where I hold court anymore. But I already had the sniffles. Nice try.
He's saying that the fight was probably not going to happen because he's already sick. And so losing the registration doesn't impact him in any way.
This is 3.5 weeks out, this fight.
Yeah. So he's saying that the probability of him doing the fight already was low because he was sick. But so this doesn't even, it's sour grapes, you know? It's the wolf walking away saying, don't eat those.
Also, nice try.
So I'm like, no, I'm not doing anything. So I filled that out, sent that in.
So it's already been filled out and sent in.
So we'll be reinstated by, if not the end of today, probably sometime next week.
Spoiler alert.
There's been no details.
Again, he thinks it's going to happen today. He thinks they're all like waiting for his facts. And then they're like, all right, we got the M hole to peel. All right, guys. Everybody around the table. Like
I just think it's insane that there is a direct line of correlation between Chrissy Mayer's dad getting murdered and Aaron losing his USA boxing membership. Like there's a, like,
I mean, you
a
just
line
keep too. Doing that, but it's like
right.
But you can extrapolate it out further than that. I mean, like sure. That's just your autism acting up.
Yeah. But there's a direct cause and effect.
Yeah, maybe that's because he talked shit about Chrissy Mayer. Mm. She killed her dad just to make this happen.
Maybe
she's like, I'd rather tank Aaron's life or have a father.
Mm. He just really didn't want to go to the to do stand up at his show.
Right. If an innocent man has to die in an unrelated city.
But I was like, oh no. I was like, these people like did an emailing campaign. Like the obsession with Steel Toe is so bad that they sent in emails. What
email campaigns, by the way, is also what he told his listeners to do against that woman in laser, like that on that other radio show. He said, email the radio station and say that she was saying racist stuff so we can get her kicked off the air. This is equivalent.
I can't
just jump in. Sorry, guys. Yeah. I got to shoot off, unfortunately. I just got
all right, Dean. Any plugs, Dean? Where can people find your show?
Yeah, so every Sunday, 9:30 a.m. Eastern, United States of Australia. And we've just started a new show with Pretty Antisocial called Towing the Lie. That one is...
Wow!
That one's on Tuesdays, but we're only filming that every second week. Wow!
There's a whole economy being filled.
Yeah.
And amazing. Everyone's making more money than Aaron. All right, Dean, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Bye, Dean.
Bye.
Oh, fuck. I forgot my train of thought. I don't even remember what Aaron was saying. Shit. Hold on. I'm going to have to get it again. Wait, where'd it go?
I do have to ask. I was like, these people like
the laser, like the email campaign to say she did racist things.
Oh, yeah. I can't really say anything because it would defeat the purpose, but to use an example, someone did something to my house this week. That's all I'll say. Someone did something bad to my home this week. Vandalism. It's fine. Everything's fine. It'll be fixed and normal soon. When things don't have a real effect on your life and bug you, you don't even talk about them. You guys weren't aware of this because I didn't bring it up or even mention it. And I have to do it now. Yeah, even in private. I haven't. Like, it's not important. I have to bring it up now to make this point. He starts shows spinning and like, nah, this is nothing. They tried and they can't. Tell me, you know, they hate when I do this, but like, tell me it eats away at you without telling me it eats away at you. This consumes you. You're fooling anyone. Like, this is your life. Like, yeah, so minor inconvenience, but I was already sick. It's like, no, this will be your weekend now, running around. Can you write a letter? Can you help me out with this? Will you vouch for me that I don't, like, that is.
It's a big deal. It's a cornerstone of any good personality. It's one of the cornerstones.
The same way when he starts every show about Melton or the haters or they're in the Discord, they're seething. Just move on then. Who cares? Like, who actually cares? Someone gave out my number this week. Who cares? Like, I didn't. And what?
An emailing campaign. Like, the obsession with Steel Toe is so bad that they sent in emails. What are you?
First of all, that doesn't even make sense. The obsession is so bad, they sent in emails. It's like, that takes almost no effort. And also, didn't they do this last week to Scott? Like, so this shouldn't even be, oh, you know what they're doing now? Last week they did emails. You know what they're doing now? Emails. It's like, I mean, this is just...
You know what does take more effort than sending emails? Filing a report with the cops that gets escalated to the FBI for people.
Sorry for
hacking.
Driving our Tesla into the house, but it is not vandalism.
Right. It was slower.
Yes.
But it's like while he's saying that it's all of this stuff is terrible and people shouldn't do it, he's also going in to the FBI and bragging about it. Like, is that not the same thing? You're telling a higher authority the thing that happened and letting them make a decision about it?
The parable of Steel Toe is a guy who keeps fucking up and rubbing in how not big of a deal it is. Like, you got in trouble for your felony? The judge loves me over here.
I was listening to Pretty Antisocial this morning, and one of the things Jackie said on there really struck with me, with the way he phrases or talks about this whole situation is things happening to him.
Yes.
None of this is his fault. He was not an active part of anything that happens to him. It's all...
No, he's
things
in
just
a
just happened to me, and yeah. I step out the way. Like,
he's in a side-scrolling video game, and he just has to keep jumping hurdles and gaps. He's like, yeah.
I do have to ask at this point because it's fear. You guys are afraid of me.
This is a new one. This is I watched this and was like, huh? I never really thought about it.
But I was like, oh no!
I want to hear this.
I was like, these people like did an emailing campaign. Like, the obsession with Steel Toe is so bad that they sent in emails. What are you,
again? Nothing is freer and takes littler effort.
Like, the obsession the obsession with Steel Toe is so bad they started following me around town.
Mm-hmm.
They started to like park up in my driveway. Like, that's...
Right, that would make sense.
I would agree with it, but send an email.
He's going like, I heard Melton sits down when he shits now. All because of Steel Toe. It's like, no, I mean, that...
I have to ask at this point, because it's fear. You guys are afraid of me for some reason. What's the fear?
I'm worried you're going to take over my show. I'm worried you're going to see how successful I am in the morning and just start doing it to stick it to me and steal my whole audio. Oh, wait.
Like, what are you afraid of? Because, like, I'm not exposing you in any way. You guys, you are what you are. You're this.
Now, I'm sure many times he has said he did expose me and he showed the world what I was. And now I'm relegated
He exposed your pimples. He exposed your pedophilic tendencies. He exposed the fact that you hacked to the FBI. Mm-hmm. He's exposed all of that.
But he says he's not.
Oh, right. Yeah, he doesn't. He doesn't do any of that. Sorry.
He doesn't expose.
I'm just
I'm not
afraid.
Exposing you in any way. You guys, you are what you are. You're the slime of the universe. You're not very bright. None of your schemes work out. What is it about me? Because you don't do this to someone who you're like, well, we just don't like you. This is like you're trying to neutralize a threat.
Okay. You don't do this to someone. He's literally acting like we took his children. He's going like, what you've done, you don't just do this to somebody. You do. I don't know what to tell you. I didn't do it. And I know you think I did, but this is a... We got your recreational boxing license suspended. Oh, no.
But this, I think this tells you more about his state of mind and the way he acts. If you flip that around, what is he doing when he's going to the FBI, going to the cops about stuff? He's neutralizing the threat. He feels threatened by Nick and Patrick and all these other people being out
I'm sorry,
there.
He what? He feels?
He feels.
So I wonder what that is. Is it the fact that for 2 years you failed at every attempt with me and you're looking for the smallest
Look, I won't be able to do this for much longer. I have to point out, it still hasn't been 2 years since I've known Aaron Imholt existed. But he's been telling people that, same as Mersh, that I've been attacking him for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I was on his side in the beginning. So that's definitely not true.
Thing, because I have bad news for you. Like everything else, this one's gonna be an L for you.
Now, what's your prediction? Is he going to be reinstated?
No.
That was
absolutely
quick.
Absolutely not. No way.
Well, he's saying he has news for you. This is gonna be a big L.
I have news for him. He's like, because I've read about the appeals process. I'm pretty sure I'm borderline autistic because I love just diving into this.
I don't think there's a border.
I think it is. I'm a bit extroverted. I don't feel like I'm all the way there, but I think I'm knocking on the door, right?
So that's why you built yourself a little ot pod,
right?
Out in the yard.
It's my fortress of autitude.
Yeah, what's the appeals process?
Before the appeals process, let's look at the criminal background check section of this, which is, this is the USA Boxing Safe Sport thing. So here it's saying like who needs to have background checks, right? All non-athlete members of USA Boxing, but also the thing I'm uncertain about here in terms of a definition is whether the St. Cloud Boxing and Wrestling Gym is a USA Boxing training site or not. Because if that's the case...
I think it is because Scott is such an advocate for USA and Safe Sport, and you got to get your...
Okay. So that means all individuals that USA Boxing formally authorizes, approves, or appoints to serve in a position of authority over or have regular contacts with athletes, which includes coaches, coordinators, trainers, training partners. So anyone being a sparring partner or anything like that falls under this, which is why I think Scott was a little bit... like on
Scott
the edge
could
of,
get in trouble if Aaron right. goes into that gym and spars with somebody, if Aaron holds pads, if Aaron gives a pointer to a young fella, like mm-hmm. not only is Aaron in jeopardy of losing his Safe Sport USA Boxing membership for life, Scott and the gym could lose its affiliation or credentials somehow.
Yeah. Each USA Boxing training site shall require criminal background checks in compliance with the background components for those individuals it formally authorizes, approves, or appoints to serve in a position of authority over athletes or have regular contact with them. So that's, I think he absolutely fits in that. The only thing I'm unsure of is it a USA Boxing training site? I don't know, but that's the...
The only reason I'm saying so is he said my gym requires it. Mm-hmm. That's how we do it. Like he's gone on, you know, several times about how that's That's a non-starter. That's basic 101. It's insurance. You got to have it for my gym.
There's, yeah. So this is the line that I was trying to tell you the other day, which is no person may be a member of USA Boxing or have contact with athletes if they do not pass the applicable background check. So if...
But if we don't know. This could just be, like you said, this could, so you're saying, you know, in fairness to Aaron, this could actually be because of emails, not because of a background check.
This one could be about emails rather than the background. Maybe the background check came in today. I don't know. Like, that could be, that could
what if
be
it doesn't? What if it just doesn't?
It should. Like, what are they doing otherwise? Because if we go down here, we look at flagged offenses. These are what they call red light findings. These are the things that are, that come up. These are what the background check is looking for. So any felony.
But will a felony show up on his record if it's pending?
Yes. I looked at who was like what databases they used to search, and it does show pending charges, as well as pending charges should also be, they should let them know about it.
You looked into what services they use for background checks? Yes. Jesus.
So any misdemeanor that involves, and what is it?
Sex offenses.
No, violation of a protection order.
Mm.
So he's guilty of that. He pled guilty to that in August or...
And still has a suspended sentence hanging over
his head. Suspended sentence until August. Yeah, so he's falls under the red light finding, which means that he should be suspended at least until the end of a sentence from having contact with athletes or, yeah. Cool. So let's go on to the next page. Next one is the appeals process. So this is the, you know how he said, he's just got a, luckily he can just fill out a form that they have.
Right.
This is the form that they have, the background screening findings appeal form, right?
Got it.
So he needs to send them the full report.
Holy shit.
What? The second one?
Bedabbler. One Olympic Plaza, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Uh-oh.
All right.
Is there any way we could get somebody who lives in Colorado Springs to perhaps go down and make an in-person plea to stop the madness and bar this man for life? I've got to get down to the headquarters for Safe Sport USA Boxing and let him know Aaron Imholt is a danger and a menace to the ring. Holy shit, it's in his hometown. Sorry.
All right. So, yeah, maybe you can ask Tukey to hand deliver this.
Yes, maybe we can get a protest outside as employees are going in. We're holding up signs. Ban Aaron Imholt. Perma ban Aaron Imholt. Like, let's get Tukey down there talking to people. How do you feel about USA Safe Sport Boxing allowing Aaron Imholt, the monster? Let's get Tukey on the street.
This could be a mailbox. Which means that Tukey will be protesting outside a P.O. box.
I don't know. Olympic Plaza sounds like it's an office building. Boxing Judicial Committee. The USA Boxing Judicial Committee. Think about the kids. Let's get Tukey down there.
Oh yeah. This is not a PO box. It's
a full office. Yes.
Jesus. All right.
All right. Sorry, go ahead.
He needs to provide the full report with the background screening, which he'll get. And then he needs to provide proof that the punishment ordered by the court has been fully satisfied.
So at least August.
Yes. So
before that happens,
can't appeal until August comes in. Explain how your participation with the USA Boxing would benefit the organization. So,
have you seen me? Have you seen some of the videos of me training and sparring? Have you watched the glimmer in the children's eyes as they call me coach?
I hope he prints this out and handwrites this in.
Holy shit. Holy shit. You better get Slam Beasta. Yeah. You'd be better off with Comic Sans.
Yeah. The fourth one is to provide any letters of support or recommendations from the boxing community.
Yeah, so you said he had 7 letters of support?
Yes. So
first of all, I got to say this. If you get accused of something as stupid as beating your children by internet trolls and you have to bring 7 letters of support, you should bring 1 from your oldest kid. This is insane. My daddy loves the internet. He's allowed to have fun on the internet. Like, 7 letters saying that you don't beat your children seems like thou doth protest too much. 7 letters. See, I don't. It's like, sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
So, yeah, this is him saying that he's got 7 testimonials already from fighters, coaches, gym owners, and his ex-wife. So, I think for this one, maybe once August comes and goes, if he had something from Ashley that said, we're okay now, we've moved past it, I think this would be good enough to get him over the line to turn that.
I don't even understand why they needed any letters of testimony after the video of me.
Right.
Like, yeah, why does he even have to prove he doesn't beat his kids after he shows that I'm an idiot?
Mm-hmm. But
like, hello.
But 7 testimonials for a pending felony case while you're still under like a sentence for the violating a restraining order, that's too soon to be able to overturn that. Like, I don't think any organization would be okay with that.
If you think something's bullshit, do you go get 7 letters? And again, you know, Ashley's like, I don't know what I'm gonna do if he loses his boxing, because like, he doesn't leave me alone. I need him to have a hobby. I need him to be doing other stuff besides harassing Balin and our family. So I imagine Ashley did sign a thing. How dumb is Ashley for rescuing him over and over? Now he talks about Ashley regularly on the show to prove that the restraining order has been lifted.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley lifted the HRO.
Why would he ever lift that?
Yeah, it's just insane.
Hold that.
That this woman doesn't learn. Forever. She doesn't learn.
Because things go good for a while, but then they'll turn. And then at that point, you're now going to the courts again for something that you might not be able to get. So,
yeah. But to be clear, we don't think this has anything to do with allegations of beating his children, correct?
No, I don't think anyone's accused him of beating children. That'd be so
because
weird.
It came from nowhere. I haven't heard one troll say this. Like, no, where would that
trolls? Yeah,
we think you abuse them. We think you neglect them. We don't think you're a particularly good father. You know, again, you're not mindful of like anything. So like,
well, you could say he was eating children if you like play around with when a child comes into existence.
What?
You know, like,
oh fucking hell. Don't be gross. We try to run a family program over here. Well,
if life begins at conception, he ate kids.
Silence Duguid said, he said all care towing, Cheetos, the radio station guy, and Scott, the coach, said, this guy sounds like a fat troll about your fake emails to them. So that could be true. I don't know.
So even if Scott thought that, the fact that USA Box, like SafeSport, is now suspending Aaron from it should at least give Scott time to be like, hang on a second. What's going on? Like, that's, even if you're fully right.
Is Aaron the baddies?
Right, right.
Hold on. April Holmes. We hate Aaron here at USA Sports. Happy birthday, USA Sports. Thank you, Abe Froman, Sausage King of the Midwest. Reels, Melty, honey. You can't just throw that out there and not tell us what happened and Moody stinks.
Thanks, Reels.
Huh? What was that about?
About the vandalism to your house.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Dula the Butcher. Citizen Moody likes crafts, but he's not autistic.
They're just very pleasing to look at.
Waiver, one vote for Tukey on the street. Yeah, I mean, the fact that that's in Colorado Springs is, mwah, that could be great. Tukey on the street. Tukey on the street.
Patrick, I'm sorry I fucked your mailbox and took a shit in your bird feeder. That will show you to be afraid of me. I will expose your pedophilia with my next act of fecal vandalism.
Yo. My knickers. Why can't we bring this boxing to the streets? My wife is using her fart box to fend off these Newports that want to spit roast her. Aaron needs to man up.
Gross. Truth Seeker knows, says, fast forward, Aaron's appeal is denied. What's his next cope? Predictions to how he makes it a W. I mean, he's already doing it.
Also, his appeal will never be denied. His appeal will be making candied bacon, and like, it's just going to take a while.
USA Boxing is upstairs. We were laughing about this right before the show. Johnny Blaze, member for 7 months. Where's your little fitting jersey, Patrick, as it were? Your ill-fitting jersey. I mean, I put it on and it just rips. They just shred. They don't make them how they used to. Kip Smith, member for 20 months. Moody, since you are comedically disabled, trust your peers, get dark glasses and become said blind Mike puppet. Blindy is inevitable. Blindy?
I think I would look a lot like Blind Mike if I put on sunglasses and a hat.
Yeah, you would.
It'd be similar.
Just slink down in your seat and hide behind the microphone. Get a gruff voice. Coach Dela, member for 21 months. Bet he's glad he didn't take that bet with you now, Melton. Which bet? Oh, that he wouldn't. Yeah, because I said if I don't show up, you can have the money. if I'm in jail, if I'm not licensed, whatever it is, you can have the money. And you have to do the same. So he wouldn't. He's not eligible to fight next month. He wouldn't be eligible to fight in May. This guy, first of all, we could just fight. Now you don't have to worry about losing your license and your credibility and your standing and protecting your 0-2 record. Now we can just fight. Right?
Can we just
me, Carl, Tukey, we all just pile on? We all just go at each other till we come?
There's one more thing I want to show you. Just the
all
final
right, put it away.
With us. So this is the appeal procedure. Aaron said this will all be solved in the next 1 to 2 days, right?
Mm-hmm. On an emergency Sunday session. Yes.
All right. The entire appeal process takes from 2 to 4 months to conclude.
You know what this reminds me of? It's when we told them they were breaking a million laws. Minnesota state laws, FTA laws, FCC laws. They were with their prize night, you know, that kind of thing. We told them they're breaking YouTube regulations with not having rules posted for these contests. They're breaking YouTube regulations by not checking the box that says they have paid promotions on their shows. There's all this stuff. And Aaron kept saying, dude, we've read the rules. I've checked the regulation. We're doing everything right. He's not. It's the same as Joey C telling me he's read the whole super tip manual and he's done everything and it's still not working, even though he's done none of it and has no clue how it worked. He's not read shit. He might have read it. He hasn't comprehended any of it. It's the same thing here. I follow YouTube rules. We've done everything YouTube asks of us for paid sponsorships. You've done none of it. You have no clue what you're talking about. And again, a casual observer of YouTube knows that paid promotion thing comes up when you check that box when you have a paid sponsor on your show. You'd pick it up from watching YouTube. So this reminds me of the same thing. He's pretending he's very familiar with how things work. I'll have this back in 48 hours. 2 to 4 months.
Yes. 2 to 4 months.
He's not admitting yet that his fight in February is not going to happen.
No, he's not admitting that.
He's that's still on. This is just a big misunderstanding.
Well, he's hinted at it. He said, well, this doesn't impact me that much anyway because I'm sick anyway right now. So this isn't going to impact me. So he's saying that the sickness effectively made him non-competing. So this doesn't. Yeah, this doesn't have any effect on him.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
So, yes, to quote the Thanos.
So, this is when he's gone full He's gone through the whole cycle in his head and defeated the suspension, and he's already been reinstated. That's where he's at in his mental state right now. Watch him claim victory for beating the suspension, which he hasn't at all.
He'll be reinstated before the sickness clears up. That's how quickly it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Attempt with me, and you're looking for the smallest little thing, because I have bad news for you. Like everything else, this one's going to be an L for you.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
So, yeah.
Why wouldn't you cut it there? Why allow it to go to this shot? Like,
but also the way
just the audio would be
the setup for that clip is, I'm afraid I have some bad news for you, because for anyone who thinks that this is a big get play, I've got some bad news for you.
I have like bad news for you. Like everything else, this one's going to be an L for you.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
So, yes, to quote the Thanos line, guys, all that for a drop of blood.
The only one bleeding after the fights, by the way, is Aaron. If you go back to his fights, the drop of blood is...
This one, too, like all the others, snapped out of existence.
So he already beat it. Nice try. It's gone.
Yeah.
And sleep.
Yeah. HRO gone. The felony
revenge
charges
gone.
Revenge porn.
Do it from my bed while I'm sick.
He's going to handle this from his bed while he's sick.
Snapped out of existence. And I can do it from my bed while I'm sick. You guys sat there with sweaty fingers going, oh, he abuses his kids. Oh, he does. Like, and all I have to do is, not only that, I don't.
Sweaty fingers. I'm typing so fast, my fingers are sweating. You ever heard of that? Now, Aaron's been talking about being a sweaty mess lately. And we all know every time Melton's on, he's just constantly dripping. Who sweats on camera? I mean, Aaron's the only guy I know who, oh, Ray. Aaron and Ray both talk about sweating profusely on their show. I don't know anybody else who talks about being hot and sweaty.
The maybe Blade? He missed himself?
Nobody missed Blade.
Oh, he does. Like, and all I have to do is, not only that, I don't even have to search out the paperwork. USA Boxing sent it to me. They're like,
How is this a brag? He's like, literally, this guy's like, dude, I got arrested for felony robbery, and they told me who to call to get a bail bond, dude. I didn't even have to look up a bail bond guy, dude. They told me where to go. It's like
the automated email was full of resources for me.
No one owns being a piece of shit like Aaron. Dude, they told me.
He thinks that every email sent to him has been hand-typed by a person.
Right. That's what I'm saying. This is a form letter. They go, I guarantee you a letter came in. It was like, you've been suspended from USA Boxing. If you feel that this has been in error, we allow an appeals process. Here's the form. He's like, dude, they want me back. Dude, they're basically telling me they don't want to have to do this. And here's the way back in.
Why not share the email and show us how not serious it is?
Like, right.
Why do you need to just take me at my word for it? Like you've taken me at my word for everything else that's come to pass.
I've got this email here that this person goes,
this person.
Here, I've attached this appeal form for you to complete so we can get you reinstated. I'm like, oh, thank you.
I think so we can get you reinstated is not true. I don't think that was in the email, but the
of
I've
course
attached
not.
The appeals. Yeah, right.
And I was going to say, here you go. Like, none of this is real. There's an email. It says, like, here you go. Fill this out and you'll be reinstated. What?
I appreciate that. So, like, you guys...
It's actually really cool that they reached out.
Basically, you guys basically triggered a formality.
No, you did. That's what he's still missing. This is the guy who reads all the fine print and knows all the rules, and yet there's no one more clueless. You triggered a background check. You triggered a formality. You did. You were running around telling everybody you coach on behalf of St. Cloud Boxing Fight Club. And you're the owner, the head coach there was like, you can't tell people that unless you do all this stuff. So you ran out and did all the stuff, triggering a background check, triggering a formality. You did that. You turned yourself in to the thing that's most important to you for them to shut you down. Boxing is so important to who you are that in order to prove you were part of it, you got yourself kicked out. I can't, like, you can't make it up.
It's so delicious in the dramatic irony of it. Like, it's and just...
He paid $90 to get kicked out of the thing he loves.
That's easily reversible.
You can't, like, we were talking last time about Adam Bush was saying you should turn this into a movie. What character, believably, knowing that they will fail a background check, signs up for a background check?
And just like, I mean, where do you even move the Overton window to cover? Like, what do you cover in the movie?
Right.
Like, this would be a trilogy at least. Like,
with the least
like
believable...
where would you start the movie and end it? Like, it hasn't ended yet.
And with the least believable motivations for everything. It's like, right. Anyone thinking about the situation would be like, no way am I going for a background check while we have this.
In the middle of all this stuff. Right. Right.
If you like, all... why don't you open up that World War II manual and look up... about like two fighting both sides at the same time.
Different theaters of war and stretching your resources a little thin.
Right. Germany was fighting both France and Russia at the same time.
Yes.
That for a drop of blood. And I got to tell you guys, I think, and I'm talking to the normal people here, not the weirdos.
It's the Palisades fire. And he's like, I got bad news for you. We got 8% of this under control. And it's like,
is this not like the saddest, most pathetic thing you've ever seen? Because I can't imagine someone with like a family. I can't imagine someone that goes outside at all has time to do things like this.
Right. I know. So, like, these are the most juvenile insults. It's like, who thinks I don't go outside? I'm being actually 100% here. Who thinks I don't go outside? Like, what world are you in? Grow up with the basement insults and the you don't go outside.
But actually, for half the time, he doesn't have a family, and that's how he's able to go to the FBI about complaints.
Right,
and stuff.
Right.
This is him telling himself, like, these are all flipped.
I'm never home alone. You have hours and hours and hours of dark, empty, echoey time in a giant house alone to think about what you did to make that happen. By the way, you have filled two homes with loving families and then chased them all away. So I don't want to hear about it anymore. I can't get alone time if I try. I go outside. I just went out and picked up dog shit today.
And to be obsessed with someone this much, and like, I appreciate it. Like, I appreciate that I'm Hitler in your mind, that I'm that high up. That
I don't even, he's been reading his World War II book too much.
Well, not enough. He needs to look at the tactics and strategy side.
Yes.
He's reading about personalities.
Much of this diabolical villain. I think you've maybe overinflated the threat.
I don't think anyone thinks Aaron is diabolical. Like, his schemes
are a threat. He thinks we're afraid of him.
Right. It's all reactionary and very one-dimensional. Like, that's the thing. It's, you are not a believable fictional character. That's why they'll never make a movie about Steel Toe. Like,
Don't make a documentary. I mean,
a documentary, sure, but a movie, you can't write something that doesn't think
silly. It's silly. Like,
right.
If you made a movie where this guy goes down in his basement and does this show with this setup, you'd be like, all right,
what is this character's motivation? Like, he's college educated. How does he not know that a background check would be triggered?
I think that might be the
problem. He's 2 years college educated
at Brown.
And again, I don't, you know, I'm not one of these idiots like Stuttering John. Stuttering John brags about his degree all the time. It's like, okay,
but
Chad went to college. Hello.
I'm meaning like there's a, if he's gone to college for 2 years, he knows at least how to read forms and understand those. Like if
Chad went to college.
Sure. But look, if you told me that Joey C triggered a criminal background check on himself that then caused him to get kicked out of something, I'd be like, that sounds about right. But with Aaron, it shouldn't happen. He's got all the like privilege and the like background to not have that be one of his pitfalls.
This man discovered 8 months ago that if you put spicy chicken and mashed potatoes, it dulls the spice.
Right.
He literally learned, TIL, he did the meme. He literally learned that watering something down makes it less intense. That's what he learned last year. I like, he's not an adult. These guys can't read. They can't process anything. They don't know anything. He thinks Celsius is better than Red Bull. Like, there's no helping the man.
But look, he's been, the way he operates is he's always had a woman in his life. So he went from having a mother to having Ashley to then very quickly after that going to April. And so he's never had to learn to develop
first
skills.
First slam like, piece, then April. Piece.
Yeah, right. But there's always been a woman around to do the woman work for him, right?
Yes.
So he's never needed to learn things like cooking and doing the dishes. And
by the way, there's laundry. Always been a woman around to do the man work. Mowing lawns, right, fixing roofs, taking out the garbage, shoveling the driveway. There's always been a woman around to do that work. So, like, you know, again, last year we watched a grown man learn how to, again, desensitize spicy food, pick up things before he mows, you know, talk about how hard it is to do laundry. Like, he's never done this in his life.
People call Jenny Jingles mum wife. But, like, he is the one who wants a mum wife. Like, he wants someone to be, like, his mum and his wife at the same time.
Right.
That's who he's looking for.
Suck my dick and then wipe the spit off my chin.
Right.
Wait, what? hold on. We got $50 from Drive-By. Thank you very much, Drive-By. Here's 50 for the goal, you filthy little piglet. I don't know about that. Moody, next episode, you should wear very dark sunglasses and a Yankees ball cap. Yes. He will be working on that, I'm sure.
I'll get a Yankees ball cap.
There is no 24 to 48 hour turnaround for Safe Sport appeals. This is from Safe Sport approved boxer coach Peg Leg. I love that you guys call me coach. What about now?
Right.
What about now?
Would be a lie now.
Yeah. B. Smiley. Aaron gay-opped Heather by having his fan base go on her Facebook and accuse her of using N-words to destroy her radio career because she took his job. Not only did she take his job, she just won the job. Right. They were both up for the job. They picked her.
She did nothing to him.
She did nothing to him. She didn't know him.
But and also he's doing the stuff by going to like the FBI and like that's the highest authority of like criminal complaints. So
only John and Aaron go to the FBI.
Sure, but he's trying that, you know.
Internet person, movie covered a Holocaust denier today and learned that his unironic fans are 100% Holocaust deniers. They got angry at him for saying it happened.
Yeah, that actually is true. I think that's the guy who like put it like split his nuts with the drill, the hand drill. But yeah, his
what?
Yeah, his but his rumble. I saw a screenshot on the Steel Toe Boring Show subreddit of his fans or like people in his chat denying the Holocaust while his Rumble Friday was going on.
What the fuck? Well, first of all, it was a long time ago, and history is written by the victors, so we don't really know.
Yeah, who's Victor? Have you met Victor? Do you know who he is?
Victor Bravo Charlie.
Have him on the show. Let's talk to him.
I'm just saying, like, have you seen 6 million people's ashes anywhere? I haven't. Okay, we got
problems. But luckily from my sick bed, we were able to handle the whole thing. Chips and Dip says, so it's not even worth bringing up.
I love that, like,
I don't know why you guys have to chant the N-word at the anniversary shows. And what's all this Nazi talk lately? How dare you, all you guys in my chat, be anti-Semitic? How dare you say those things about me? Now give me a minute while I kiss my Nazi coin. The one I said will make me proud to give my kids.
Yeah, he has this worthless Nazi, like this worthless German winter harvest coin he calls his Nazi coin, and he wants to pass it down to his kids along with his Kleinfelters.
There's been a lot of Nazi stuff around lately. One of which is, this was sent to me by Cash. He sent me this video. It's very short. It's 30 seconds long, about imagery of the Nazi movement.
Oh, no.
Where is the window? Here we go. Great. You see this?
Yep. Is there sound?
Oh, you can't hear it?
No.
Damn.
Make it full screen and share whole screen, and then I think it'll.
All right. Oh, I've gone to picture in picture.
I'll take it off until you get it.
All right.
Hold on. Do we have any memberships we got to plot real quick? Giroux, member for 22 months, drinking with Giroux tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern on F Pyramids. I'm going to ball wash, pile on. And Doc's numbers, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Pig Newton, member for 7 months. Aaron is dumb. Don't try to make sense of him. Good advice all across the board. Slutter Butter, member for 8 months. Mooby is Forrest Gump, just with random good luck replaced with self-inflicted stupid rake stepping. He needs to be studied by top men, top men. And Craig, member for 11 months. Get producer Joe on this little piggy. I don't think he... acknowledges my existence. All right, we ready?
It's not letting me play it.
Ah.
Anyway, I don't have the full thing. I'll share it and you can see it. But basically, he's saying that. Yeah, you can see it. Sorry, Cash.
Hold on. Yeah, explain it.
So skinheads in Britain adopted a steel toe, work boots as part of their style, which became associated with violence. So basically it's saying skinheads adopted the steel toe boots as part of their aesthetic. And I just love that it also has barbed wire around it. Like, it's just so...
It looks similar. Like his... I mean, but what... Like... But people... You know, there's that Steel Toe Brewing in Minnesota, which has almost the same... Like, it's all stolen.
Right. Why is it always Nazis? It always comes back to, like, Nazis and trans and gays. Like, that is...
The longer
he talks about,
the longer I've had Nobody Likes Onions. You know, there was a while where I was like, I wish you could rename the show into something that makes sense. I don't now. I don't, because it's original. It's not stolen off anything. Anyone who copies it'll look fucking retarded. Like, mm-hmm. Anyone who makes Nobody Likes Legumes is going to be, you know, it's going to be like, what? Like, so I love that it kind of makes no sense. Has a logo that doesn't look like anything that anybody else's. Like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Steel Toe Morning Show is kind of the perfect name for Aaron's show because it is so generic. It's so nothing. It doesn't conjure up any...
It does conjure up.
Yeah,
it
I guess.
It conjures up something antithetical to him, which is working class.
I meant with him, it really, like, it just disappears. It's nothing. Like, what's his show again? The... Beggy Monster Hour, like
All You Can Eat Negro says, yeah, it is sad.
A Holocaust is a religious animal sacrifice that is completely consumed by fire, also known as a burnt offering. The word derives from the ancient Greek holocaustos, the form of sacrifice in which the victim was reduced to ash, as distinguished from an animal sacrifice that resulted in a communal meal.
I miss Matt. I really miss Matt. Right.
But I also didn't know about the etymology of that. That's interesting.
They need something. There's something they're not getting. There's something they're not. I don't know what it is. Psychoanalyzing these people probably is a waste of time. But all that for a drop of blood, another L for the onions.
It's about
again, I didn't do anything. I appreciate you attributing all this to me. I didn't ask anybody to do this. I didn't know about it. I didn't know the rules. I never heard of a red flag finding in my life. I don't. So thanks, I guess. And again, how did we get the L? You're what? Not allowed to do what you want. You can't leave the state. No one's L-ing harder than you. I'm allowed to go anywhere. I could be a non-licensed, non-athlete coach holder in an hour. In an hour, I could have this.
Why don't you? Just get
Cause,
it.
Because I don't care.
You'll be. There'll be a world where you're licensed and he is.
I don't, like, who gives a shit? It means something to him. It doesn't mean right. anything to me. I have actual, for a guy who claims he has shit in his life that means something to him, boy, you take away his coaching and his polycule and he's wrecked.
Sorry, guys. I will say this, though. You went out of your way on this one. You did.
I didn't. I assure you, I couldn't have put less effort into this.
You gave it your all. You gave it everything you had.
I did? Fuck.
This was the latest one. You know, you were going to get me on lotteries 2 years ago. And then this was your...
Yeah, but you're leaving out a very important fact. You did get got. You're suspended. I've never seen a guy in the back of a car handcuffed going, you thought you were going to get me for DUI. I'll be out by morning on bail. Yeah, but you are arrested. he's literally bragging about how he's going to get out of jail soon. And it was a big fail for us. You're in jail.
The thing with the giveaways, the raffles and things, he was breaking those rules. It's just,
they don't care.
No one cares.
Every time I give away a hat, I'm breaking the YouTube's rules too. I'm not above it. It's not about that. It's not about that. The offensive part of that prize night thing was how he, not that he was breaking laws and stuff. That was just a needle at him. It was that he was convincing his fans that this is a night that's about them, and he gives back. When in fact, that was his highest grossing night. It was his biggest grifting night. He would make $2,500 on a prize night under the guise of, tonight's the night we give back. It's all about you guys. And if you want to enter for the Stoney's gift card, we need a way for you to say you're interested in that. So just throw $20 in the chat. And that way we know you want the, it's like, what the fuck?
He was selling gift cards well below market price. That's
like,
what he
still does it, but now he's like, just direct about it. Now there's no prize. Now he's like, if you want a $50 Stoney's gift card, send me $20. We'll get it to you. I fuck.
Latest Wile E. Coyote scheme. And it just
worked. It worked. What are you appealing if it didn't work? I don't have to appeal anything this weekend, do you?
You're going to get about 48 hours out of this one. That's better than most of your stuff. Don't beat yourself up.
So it'll be very funny Monday morning or Sunday when he's like, any minute now we're going to hear back from
Doom, all the other clippers. That's the clip that you want. Like, just have that play every week. You can... For 2 to 4 months.
But like the rest of them, off into dust. Off into dust you go. I do. This is interesting, though.
That should mean by the next This Little Piggy, this should all be cleared up.
Yep. And the boxing fight will be set. He'll have his opponent.
It does expose a big lie from them. How can I get a temporary suspension from coaching if I'm not a coach?
I love this. This is his misdirection. So he is, he's framed this as
yeah, this is temp- this is wild.
He that face. That is a Cardiff's kid's face. She has to copy. But he's reframed this from he was suspended from USA Boxing to he is suspended from being a coach. No,
I think I can do this better justice. We found out from Scott, his boss, that he's not a coach. And he's never been asked to be a coach. And he isn't licensed to be a coach. Then he ran out and got licensed to be a coach, which triggered a background check where they came and they said, you can't be a coach. And now he's appealing that decision and he's going, if I was never a coach, then how come I'm appealing to get my coachship back? And it's like, no, you're appealing to get the right to be a coach back.
They didn't tell him you can't be a coach. They told him you can't be a coach and you can't fight. Like
you can't talk to fighters and you can't talk to coaches. Right. And you can't be in a gym that's a USA Boxing Safe Sport licensed facility.
Yeah, it's like you say I'm not a coach. Well, they told me I'm not even allowed to be a boxer. That's the situation.
It really might be what you said. He might not be allowed to step foot in his gym until this gets cleared up.
I think for this one specific, like right now, probably he can go, but the next...
Once it's permanent.
Yeah, once it's permanent, it's just going to... He's not even going to be able to go in when there's athletes there.
He's going to have to wait outside while they collect his things from his locker like April's. They're going to cut it open and bring him his duffel bag on the alley.
Yeah.
So like, he definitely... That's the reason he couldn't go down last night and help kids spar. He's literally not allowed to.
Yeah.
And I'd be willing to bet Scott is like, don't come here until this is cleared up because I don't want to get like anyone who leaks this or shows your picture or you helping kids, you know, our kids are live streaming now when they do these boxing sessions. If there's any clip of Aaron showing somebody something or sparring with somebody or holding pads or cornering, it could risk the reputation of the facility.
Yes. If he's spotted there as a coach, that's going to be a problem for Scott. So I don't think he can risk that. Or he might ask this Jonathan guy to stop streaming during this.
Off into dust. Off into dust you go. This is interesting, though. It does expose a big lie from them. How can I get a temporary suspension from coaching if I'm not a coach?
Call me Nanerpus, Nanerpus.
How can I get suspended from coaching if I'm not a coach? If a coach falls in the woods and there's no students around.
Very interesting. It's almost like I was telling the truth and you lied.
This is all shell games. Like he's not... You're suspended from USA Boxing, not from being a coach.
Hold on. I'm not a coach. Hold on. Click, fills out coaching application and license form. Ha ha ha. I am a coach. This requires a background check. You failed it. Fuck. Hold on. They just took away my coachship. Oh, yeah? I guess I was a coach then. What?
Shucks. Don't you hate it when you spin yourself into a knot?
Yes. Jeez. Yes. That's why I rarely do it. That's why I rarely do that.
He spun himself into a knot trying to change this from.
Nobody ever goes, Patrick, your face is busting with boils. And I go, it ain't. It's nice that you think that.
All right, let's get into it.
Great faces. Like this has given us. Some fantastic movie.
I didn't even go see anything that happened on Rumble today. This was enough for me. This was enough.
We've already got links coming in. We've got the Bryce Mitchell thing. We've got Dana White's response to the Bryce Mitchell thing. It's one of the wildest fucking clips I think I've ever seen. I don't usually go into Johnny's show and I'm in bed and I'm just like,
achy and
hold on, he's already back.
A straw man fallacy.
He's already back to
is
it.
Is the informal fallacy of refuting an argument different from the one actually under discussion, while not recognizing or acknowledging the distinction. The typical straw man argument creates the illusion of having refuted or defeated an opponent's proposition through the covert replacement of it with a different proposition.
Correct, Matt. That is what's happening. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well done.
I had to go into Johnny's show yesterday and send him this link. I'm like, I know you're covering the hearings and shit. And I'm in bed and I'm just like achy and feeling view this. Featherweight in the world in UFC. And he decided, fuck Hillbilly. And Bryce Mitchell, he said, little so
he's got to get back to it.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking annoying. But like, you put your everything into it.
Yeah, here we go.
And they think they got one over the proxy for the jock who bullied them. It's more sad than low. I don't think the boxing thing could be a bigger metaphor for them trying to go after the jock. It's
the jock.
It's pathetic. He's the jock. And the fact that this is easily handleable and
you know,
this is just like the felony revenge porn thing. It's bullshit. This is easily handleable. I'll have this cleared up by Monday morning.
The classic 80s and 90s movie where the jocks are famously the protagonists that you root for. And nearly every movie, they're not the antagonists that lose at the end.
I mean, is it obnoxious for everyone involved? Scott, me? Oh yeah, it's fucking annoying. But like, you put your everything into it.
Yeah, I'm all tapped out here. My tank's empty. Everything I had went into making this happen. I actually can't send any more emails. I'm maxed out.
Right.
I like. What is he talking about? Just for the record, I've done nothing, but my all has been put into this. Literally, I can't fuck my wife. I lay just crippled. I have not 1 ounce of energy to give. I can't walk my dog. I can barely make it up the stairs. I put my all into this.
It's like I'm all in on this email. Like, that's all I got.
So people are making Karate Kid references now.
Get him a body bag!
This could be a very good metaphor for Steel Toe, with just how reality is gonna beat him around and how
And if he wants to be in that jocks and bully the jocks bullies nerds bullied movie metaphor, maybe he can still go to the boxing match on February 22nd if he wears the Daniel shower curtain costume. Right. If he gets that, he could wear that to the boxing thing, play his intro music, and then just pull back his own curtain. And
you put everything you had into this to just mildly annoy me while I'm sick.
Why does he keep bringing up that he's sick? What does that have to do with any of this?
Because he can't go to the gym right now because he's sick.
And
so it's just annoying him right now while he's sick. It doesn't actually affect his like ability to go and do boxing because he's already not doing any boxing because he's sick.
Scott comes over to check on him, opens the door. It's like Ferris Bueller. The radio's. She's got a dummy in the bed. Right.
With a pump.
Sorry, can't box right now. Thank you for your concern. It really means a lot to me and my family. I would love to be there boxing. I'd love nothing more to be there. You know what a fierce competitor I am. Maybe next time.
I'm sorry for whatever big bad meanie thing the bad man did when you were in school. I'm sorry that I remind you of him. I really do.
Which is it? Am I the biggest thing on earth, or did I get bullied? I mean, even like if you're a fat loser, you don't get bullied. If you're bigger than all the jocks, they don't bully you.
Like this is also a villain speech. Like, what are you doing?
Right. This is Darvo. He weaves in and out of like I'm actually the one raping you, but also like really fucked up of you to rape a guy. It's like,
you
what? Thought
you could stop me. I actually allowed you to think you could stop me.
Mm-hmm. It was only once I permitted you to enter my most vulnerable of areas that I trapped you with the, I clamped the sphincter down on, you're the
crushing you but, normally wasn't enough. I had to let you build yourself up to thinking you could crush me before I take it all down. That is,
at some point, you got to own it. Show some personal growth. All right, we got, so here's the deal.
The amount of, Jesus Christ. Holy shit. What is, the amount of projection is insane. He is the same person, maybe a little bit worse of a person than he was a year ago. Like it's just.
Oh, he's worse. He's definitely worse.
Because everything, it's just things happening to him. He wasn't involved in any of this.
Bad things happen to good people.
Right.
Bad things happen to good people. Edinburgh Mikey, who I hope is coming out to Hackamania in May, can't wait to replay this back in a March. In a March? Or in a month? Thank you very much, Mikey. Cash, at the end of the video today, he said he and Scott were laughing about this whole thing. Scott love to laugh.
I doubt that Scott would be laughing at this. Scott seems like the type of guy to be like, you sort this bullshit out before you can come back into the gym.
Email Scott. Find out if he thinks it's funny. Let's get a statement from Scott. Let's find out if he thinks one of his coaches abusing his children is funny.
The day Patrick the Onion gets his coaching license before me, I'll eat that stick of butter and Pants Maestro doesn't even have to pay me.
I can't even afford a coaching license. I got a Tesla to buy. It's too expensive.
Yo. Why does everyone in the chat have such a problem hearing about our lovemaking? We have the most raucous and lewd sex life in dish shit verse, baby. People need to recognize. Have you seen my rap?
Yo, Christina, I will blow your back out tonight if you're all healed up from last night's Dumpster John. Babe, you always take care of your man. Brush you teeth, stanky woman. Come get in bed.
Jesus Christ.
Please, you two. I can still smell your essence from the night we met. Joey, you called it the greatest night of your life. I mud shark all up in this bitch, y'all. Another win for the Tampa slow.
My baby makes great efforts to love me long time. Joey. Teach me you long stroke deep poke being the smoke ways. I need your love making lessons, my guy. Your boy need help, dog. Please.
What the fuck? 696, 20 Nobody Likes Onions memberships.
Notice me, senpai. Notice me.
Thank you very much for that. Appreciated, Slicks. And I like your Are You Okay shirt. You know, that reminds me, we do have stuff. NobodyLikesOnions.com/store. We have new feel merch. And Gream merch, if you want goal rules everything around me. Gream merch. Moody, you said you're taking credit for that?
Yeah, in November I came up with that, I think.
Gream.
Goal rules everything around me.
Mm-hmm. Next weekend, Super Bowl, Borgata. I'll be there. Tukey will be there. And many, many more. We hope to see some of you there. We have stickers available at the event only. Can you get a Super Bowl sticker? I hate to be Chad for a minute. And probably Hackamania. We'll have some left over. Get your Hackamania tickets, Hackamania.com. May 9th to 11th. Moody will be there all the way from New Zealand to show you what a short man really looks like. Can we have people like stand next to you and just take photos?
Yeah.
Like a Hobbit exhibit?
Yeah. Sure. Go for it.
If we have one moment of calm, it's going to be way calmer this year, I'm telling you.
I didn't get much chance to interact with other people. Yeah.
Like, I didn't eat. I didn't drink. I think I had a beer Sunday night after the poker tournament. It was like the first time I had a beer.
I got through, I think, half a meal, but by that point, I was so hungry, like, so not hungry from not eating. You know, like, if you get over hungry, you can't eat that much.
Right.
And I ended up giving half my meal to Michaela. So it was just.
Did she give anything to you?
No, I asked her not. I'm like, if I give you half my meal, will you not give
sleep
me
with you?
Return? No, I didn't. No. I had to look for USB cables.
Hackamania.com, promo code NLO, save 10% off tickets. Moody, anything you want to plug or promote? Super tip?
Nope, nothing.
I think that's it. We'll be keeping an eye on this situation. I've got no members only show tonight. I think we'll be doing it tomorrow instead. I got to get out of town. And other than that, I think we're good. Any other pressing issues you wanted to discuss?
No, I'm just looking forward to next week where this issue's all cleared up, because clearly it's just a big misunderstanding for Aaron.
You guys, I hope you're happy. 48 hours, you got me. 48 little hours. Nice try, losers. You wish, pussies. Thank you guys for supporting the show. Hit the like button. Tell a friend about the program. I think Carl will be back next week. I don't know if I'll be here next week because Borgata, Atlantic City, but I guess we'll try. I guess, yeah, Tukey and I could probably do it from the hotel room. We'll all be on the same thing. So that should work out.
There's a show in town, it's going down. Every week we're back on solid ground. Steel toe slipping, but we're gripping. Got the tea to spill, it's always flipping. From April's script to Aaron's glee. Oh, this drama's just a spree. Polydrama, legal trauma. Another win, oh, that's the karma. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble now. This little piggy begging for dollars. And this little piggy's breaking down. Show. From revenge porn to felony, it's a circus, can't you see? The toe is bent, the goal is spent, his empire crumbles, all hell sent. April's playlist on repeat, Aaron's lies we can't defeat. The countdown's on, it won't take long to see this piggy squeal his song. This little piggy went to YouTube, this little piggy's on Rumble. Piggy ain't missing a thing. Just sit back, laugh, and watch.